Hi, my name's Emma. I'm a circus performer.
Hi, my name is Ben, and I'm also a circus performer.
We're putting on a show on the 9th of February. We're just about to go to the Fringe Festival in Adelaide, so we're doing a home run before we go off to Adelaide.
Is this a test to see how the audience will cope with the show in Wollongong before you take it on the road, or is this a tried and true show for you?
It's a bit of a test. The character is quite tried and true. She's been going for quite a few years now, but the show is completely brand new. The character's a pageant princess. Her name's Miss Wollongong, the Princess of Steel, and she's a bit dim-witted but lovable.
How long has this been a part of you, this alter ego?
About 5 years now. It was a character I developed for one of the Circus Wow shows in Wollongong, and it just came from a little bit of feminist ideology mixed in with the stupidity of the beauty regimes that are put in place on women these days, and the comedy that is sort of, that you can see within the pageant scene, it's kind of ridiculous anyway, so it's really easy to put a comic twist on it and make serious issues really shallow and stupid.
One other thing we should point out is that when you go to the Adelaide Fringe, you'll be 8 months pregnant, and you said you developed this for a circus show, so how much acrobatics is going to be involved for this?
There's not so much acrobatics in the show. I'm still doing some hula hoop and a little bit of juggling things, but it's more of a physical theatre show. I didn't plan to do the show pregnant. However, I thought it would be a really funny way to incorporate it into the story, and it's been a great, great fun.
People might actually think that you've just stuck a pillow up. You're dressed as part of the act. At what point is the penny going to drop that you actually are really pregnant?
There's a swimsuit section in the show, so my stomach will be revealed to the public.
Okay, and you said hula hoops as well, so I assume you can just pretty much just rest the hula hoop on top of your belly and just spin it around.
Yeah, I can still do the hula hoop tricks too.
It's not too hard on the baby. I mean, the baby's going to be pretty used to just this feeling of a hoop going around its head or something when it's born.
The hoops are really light, so it's not going to hurt the baby at all. It's just a strange form of exercise that most people don't really do.
Ben, you're going to be taking a vastly different show to the Adelaide Fringe. You're a juggling expert. What's involved in your show?
Well, my show is going to be featuring a combination of circus routines and then some stupidity routines, as well as some audience participation where I get people up and basically do something with them and sort of have a twist at the end so that they're up there going, oh my God, look what you're making me do.
Are you the kind of person that likes getting pulled up on stage when there's a comedian or a performer around?
Actually not, because I understand what's involved with it. And as performers, it's really difficult. Like, for their show, they want it to be someone who's not a performer. So if a performer tries to grab another one up, we usually have ways of giving each other hints. No, don't pick me. I can ride your unicycle.
And how long have you been plying this trade, this whole comedy, acrobatics, juggling?
Well, I started at Wollongong University Juggling Club probably back in around the year 2000, I guess. And since then, I've gone and got a circus degree and performed a lot around the world. And now I sort of come back to home and, you know, want people to see what, I guess, locals can achieve as well.
How hard is it, Emma, to make a living out of this? We were just talking before about the costs involved in taking something like this to the Fringe, and I guess that's why you're doing a fundraiser. It must be pretty tough.
In terms of the Fringe festivals, it's difficult to make a living doing the indoor shows. But as a circus performer, there's lots of different avenues you can find work. You can do festivals, corporate, parties, teaching, all sorts of different things. So it's up to your motivation on how you go about to get the work for yourself. It's really great for kids as well, so there's lots of circus teaching opportunities. There's a circus school in Wollongong, Circus Monoxide, and there's a women's circus group, which is a great group of women, Circus Wow, so lots going on.
Just back to you, Ben, and this show that you and Emma will be putting on is going to be at the Vault in Port Kembla, a pretty sort of intimate venue. You're juggling. We'll be able to make use of the high ceilings there. I went there and got put up in like this mezzanine area when I went there to a cabaret show. So how's the venue for a show like this?
Well, yeah, the venue is quite good and intimate, like you said, and for juggling to have that height is great, and for the people up there it's sort of like a bonus when the props are like, you know, you can almost just reach out and touch them. It's on the 9th at the Vault at 8 o'clock is when it starts.
What are you expecting at the Fringe? Is this going to be you know, a sort of career building event for you?
Well, at the Fringe, it's essentially it's a chance to run a new show with different routines, and obviously a lot of the circus community in Australia go to the Fringe, so we kind of all go with new shows and then check out each other's work and say, oh, you're doing really cool things, and, you know, we touch base with people from all over Australia, and, yeah, it's really good, and hopefully lots of people come and we make enough money to make it back home.